Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because this one, I started reading this story from a couple places and I started laughing. And I thought that this was funny because somebody's going to get it really bad. And before I get into that, don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, which is Native Path. And I will talk about them in a bit. But the real estate market is very precarious right now. And if you can get a buyer for the house that you're selling, you should feel lucky. You should take it right now and get rid of it. And here's the thing. I am sick of real estate agents that tell me how hard they work and how they're not paid enough. And now here's the one thing. Certain markets, it's insane. When you have houses that are $300,000 and $400,000 and you're paying an agent, let's say they get the full 3%, okay? And you're paying them $9,000 to $12,000 for those houses. That's pretty reasonable when you think about that. I think it's reasonable. What's the difference between that and a $1 million house where it's $30,000? Okay? Is there a big difference? Oh, Dan, it's totally different when you have a higher end sale. Okay, explain that to me, but story for another day. Now, there is a man, Leo Christ, who is a tech billionaire who made a bunch of money and is Brazilian, and he had a house in a place called Indian Creek. And Indian Creek is known as Billionaire's Bunker in Florida. Beautiful. 41 houses. You've got Tom Brady living there. You've got other celebrities that live in that area. And man, oh man, it is just very exclusive. So needless to say, I want to make sure I get the other celebrities for you so it'll make my point. But Leo goes to sell his house for $85 million and worth every penny, personally, I think, because this place, let me have a seat here so we can get out of the sun for a second. The house is 19,000 square feet. Again, billionaire's bunker. It's on an island, and the only way in is through the guard gate and all that stuff. It's just absolutely beautiful. So you've got all these rich people that live there, and this guy gets an offer. And his agent says, listen, I think you should unload the place. Ivanka Trump lives there, true, too, her and Jared, okay? So think about this. I think you should make this guy a deal so that you can unload the house, okay? And he's going to pay all cash. Wow, really? Okay, $6 million discount. Now, think about this. The guy decides to do it and then is the laughingstock of all his friends because the buyer was Jeff Bezos. So the guy lowered the price $6 million. And again, I'm not laughing because of that, but you're dealing with the richest guy in the world. Oh, by the way, the richest guy in the world just bought the house next door and wanted to buy this one so that he could buy both of them. So again, his agent, the broker, Douglas Elliman, you know, that company, not, I don't know the individual's name, the individual broker's name, but he's suing Douglas Elliman because you should have told him that this was the richest man in the world. You should have known who the buyer was. And this crying poor, I need to give a $6 million discount. This guy is now suing the real estate agency. So I love that. I love it because, you know, one thing that I get a kick out of is the collusion with these agents and how they've gone out and they've worked themselves into a frenzy. And I'm telling you, this industry will never be the same. It will not be the same. You will not be paying real estate agents the same moving forward. Now, on a high-end property like that, that's $85 million, that is something that you and I see in magazines. We get to see online. You get to see a story in the Wall Street Journal and out of the UK newspapers that I got the story from. That's where we'll get to see this story. But to sit there and think that we're ever going to live in an $85 million house, never, 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 okay, for, you know, all of us. So with that being said, this guy is suing them, and I think it's great. I think it's absolutely funny because so many times lately, with all these lawsuits with the real estate agents, we're seeing that they're telling me how Dan, you don't understand the work that I do. Now, higher end properties, it's getting more difficult to sell. Here in Southern California, they put a tax in LA city on mansions above $5 million. And this tax is outrageous. They have raised over $100 million from this tax for the homeless. Where's it going to go? You know, it's going to go no place. But they're trying to unload these houses, and you're trying to tell me how difficult it is, but it's taking longer to find qualified buyers. It's more difficult. They can lower interest rates to the floor. The inflation numbers did one thing. Inflation's up, so you're not going to see interest rates get dropped a point. The real estate agents that are out there talking about how you get ready, Dan, you're going to see those $1 million neighborhoods be $2 million neighborhoods. No, they're not. You're starting to see things come down, and you're starting to see people that cannot get out of these houses right now. So not everybody's working. Not everybody's in a good financial spot right now. But do you think this guy has a claim? I do. I'd be pissed off beyond belief. If it was $50, I'd be upset. So Leo Kreis, read the story because it's funny. But Jeff and the Weather Girl, now they own two houses next to each other on Billionaire's Bunker. Maybe they'll have a big boat that'll block everybody's view. You know what I mean? Can't see you guys because of Jeffy Jeff's Bezos and Silicone Chick. I mean, the Weather Girl. Let me know what you think, okay? Let's talk about our sponsor, Native Path. Heart disease, blood clots, stroke, kidney failure. These are all the warning signs that you see on the side of an ibuprofen bottle. You know, when you have pain, people take this and think that this is going to solve the problem. It's only a temporary fix. It's very expensive. And the older we get, the more dangerous this is. One thing that you can do is you can take Native Path. Native Path is an all-natural solution that is filled with omega-3 fatty acids that has been proven to help with swelling and joint pain and just getting to the common problem. Now, my doctor prescribed this to me a couple years ago, and it made a huge difference in my hip pain when I was running. So I'm telling you, get Native Path. Go to getnativepath.com/Dan. Check it out today. It's incredibly inexpensive. But think about this. You don't want to take something that's just going to temporarily mask the pain. You want to take something that can give you a solution to your pain relief. Check out Native Path today and go to getnativepath.com/Dan. You can get this for as little as $26 a bottle. It's incredibly inexpensive. So many of you have tried it. Get Native Path today, guys. One thing that has been a real problem over the last few years have been individual scams, and they've been getting more elaborate and bigger. And the Federal Trade Commission has been going after these companies to collect and give people refunds and things like that. First one is real estate scams. You know, we've talked about, you know, bad deals with real estate, but I'm telling you guys, look at, you know, investment opportunities that you've been presented. You need to investigate everything that's offered to you right now, because the problem with it is that people, hey, you know, you can get into an apartment building, you know, with very little down, and you won't have to, you know, be the landlord. And then you find out that these things are total scams, and now they're getting, you know, millions of dollars in refunds from some of these places that have assets. The problem with it is that some of these scams people write checks for, and the companies go down for the count, and you get nothing. The next thing is the Bitcoin scam, where you say, hey, let's get into Bitcoin ATMs. And these people have just taken money hand over fist. I mean, how would you want to go buy Bitcoin from one of those ATM machines? I did this, it was either 2 or 3 years ago that I talked about this, where you pay a huge percentage to use the ATM for the Bitcoins, and it is, you know, like 7.5%. Okay, well, you can go to any exchange and not pay 7.5% to buy your Bitcoin. So, but you can go to an ATM and a gas station and do that. So it's going to be a tremendous investment. Check it out. So the other thing that you have to stay away from are jobs online. Now, here's the thing. They say if you get anonymous texts from anybody and they do things like, hey, how's it going? Do you want to play golf on Saturday? Is this Jeffrey? we had such a good time on our date. Call me back. I mean, all these scams that people fall for. No, it's Dan. How are you? What are you doing? Okay. The idea with it is you're dealing with some guy in some far off land, and it is an absolute scam. All the jobs that they offer you via text, stay away from, because all you've got to do, we're going to pay you between $58,000 and $215,000 a year. Well, that, where'd I get a job like that? That sounds great. Okay, now what we need you to do, Dan, is send us $1,940 for your supply and your sales kit. As soon as you make your first commission, we will refund that for you. And your first commission should be in excess of $6,000 to $8,000. Oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. Where do I sign up for this? The problem with it is that there's scam after scam. Read the story below, because the problem is that people fall for this stuff. And as the economy gets worse, people are going to get more desperate. Now, here's the one thing. With the debate that was a couple of days ago, it was, you know, all this stuff, and that the migrant crime is not a problem. Well, it is a problem, because what you have in areas like New York City, where they are not prosecuting people, not prosecuting people, and you've got people going in to steal things from grocery stores, it is absolutely out of control. Now, what are they stealing? They're stealing laundry soap, food, frozen items, ice cream, whatever they can get their hands on. And that's made it so that we have to have everything locked up for you and I. So again, it's just our imagination that this is happening, but they're not prosecuting these people that are doing this. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, there is a video below where a man lives in New York City and he's got over 1 million subs talking about this and showing you the stores that this is happening at. Oh, he must, Dan, the guy's making that up. Come on, Dan, are you new? You know what I mean? Come on, guys. This is outrageous, okay? It's absolutely insane. And look at all the duckies. Just walking amongst them today. These are different geese. Everybody correct me. I don't know what kind they are. The best thing about being out of high school is I don't have to memorize anything other than stuff for you guys in these videos. But I digress. But again, we live in a world where crime is out of control. Michael ran into him on Balboa Island yesterday, and he was telling me, you know, Dan, it's just so bad with crime in L.A. that they have a second house there. And again, the guy's loaded. He's really nice. But telling me that just it's just completely out of control because they're not doing anything to these people. Nobody has any consequences for crime right now. So think about this. All that money that gets raised for the city of Los Angeles. And again, if you've watched Million Dollar Listing this season, it's finally the last episode aired last night. I love Josh Altman. I love Josh Flagg. Tracy's the best. I mean, they're really high-end realtors, but they got real this time. And what they got real with was they talked about how difficult it is to sell houses. It wasn't all fairy tales and, oh, everything's great, because it is outrageous, guys. It's getting worse and worse and worse. The fires that I covered yesterday, I've had more people walk up to me today than I've had in like a month and say, that was a great video. Thank you for that. But people are sending me more stuff. And I had one man from Henderson, and I apologize for forgetting his name, but I'm going to show you this picture, and I'll thank him at the end of the video. But Henderson, Nevada, look at the smoke from San Bernardino to all the way to Henderson, Nevada, just blowing over his house to where it looks like there is an eclipse. And then my cousin, his next door neighbor at his old house, sends me this video of the helicopter drop right by his house. So check this out. things are difficult around the world. And Stephen sent me a great story out of the UK about their shoplifting. Now, it's insane in the UK. People don't have guns, so they just basically carry, you know, batons and things like that. And they wonder why crime is out of control. I don't know. I wish they would explain it to me, but people are breaking into pharmacies, stores, and just robbing them blind. And you know what they're getting? Get out of here. They're getting nothing. Okay? Shell oil. Now, do you guys plan on buying gasoline anytime soon? Okay, there's only 6,000 products made with oil. So Shell Oil just announced that they're going to cut 20% of their staff, tens of thousands of people, okay? So they're gonna do this between now and the end of 2025, but they're going to get to profitability and they're going to save themselves at least $3 billion by cutting staff. Now, what you have is tens of thousands of adults, and this is just the preliminary plan. But nothing that you do right now is safe. Nothing that you do. And the other thing is that I'm getting warning after warning after warning from people that do services, whether it's cutting hair, whether it's I'm a plumber, Dan, I do window cleaning. And listen, don't do anything for free. Draw a line in the sand. My friend Dan said I shouldn't do this anymore, so you got to pay me. Because people, when they get broke and start chiseling, what they stop doing is stop paying people. And I just had a friend of mine call me and say, what do I do with this? Say no. Just say no. Okay? Remember Nancy Reagan? Come on. I think she meant it for more than things other than drugs. Oh, you don't do drugs? Well, just say no to free clients. How about that? Oh, thanks, Dan. Okay? So Shell Oil is going to cut back 20% of those 20%. Once again, we're all going to buy gas this week, and oh my gosh, I'm low. Yeah, it's a Shell station. I'll go there. Do you know what I mean? You're going to hit Shell, and they're cutting back. Everybody's cutting back right now. So BurgerFi is a burger place, you know, those niche burger places, and their wing partner, they all went bankrupt, and I love this. Think about this. Year over year, month over month, their same-store sales dropped 13%. Kiss of death. Kiss of death. They just closed in the last 6 months 18 non-performing stores. Bye. Guys, now they're bankrupt. So, gosh, I'd like to own a franchise doing that. So, once again, people are not spending the money that they spent before. We're supposed to believe that inflation at 2.5% is, hey, it's not bad. It's coming down, Dan. You know, you need to understand. It's working. Okay, I want you to understand, since 2021, let's just pick a date. How about January 2021? Inflation is up 21.3%. You're paying more for everything, everything. Now, if you can get auto insurance, I ran into people, and I don't know why it is, but they just go, listen, my auto insurance is up $900 a year. And I was on a date, and she's like, you know, that's the second person to do that to you tonight. And it's kind of funny that people yell things like that out. So it's crazy. Slim CD, that's a company that is a processor of credit cards. Guess what? They got hacked. They got hacked to the tune of 1.7 million people. Read the story below. In the video description, there's a more button. And you can read these stories that I talk about. And Slim CD, 1.7 million people, but they got everything. They got the home addresses, they got your social, they got everything about your date of birth. They could go out and open a credit card. You have to check your credit report. You just got to. You can do it for free. I don't think I've been the victim of identity theft, but make sure you don't, okay? There is a great story that I'm working on right now that is crazy because people don't get how bad identity theft is. And I'm working on something for myself right now because it's like, hey, is that in my name? So I'm checking something else. Not on my credit report, but just some craziness that I found recently. So let me know what you guys think about this so far. But this is the world we live in. That's just, it's going so smoothly. I'm going to finish this video with this final story. And there's was a great story that I thought it was fake when I first read it, about somebody that was in Yellowstone Park and they saw a bison and they wanted to get a selfie. Hang on, Mr. Bison. Okay. Well, they have ads that say don't touch the furry cows. Okay. That's the bison. Bison are the largest living land mammal in North America, and they can run up to 30 miles an hour. And these jackasses, read the story below, wanted to get a picture, got real close, and were tapping the thing on the head, and guess what? It came after them. Isn't that funny? Good. I was, again, it's one thing to hang out with the geese and the ducks and walk out here. Go back to that one park, Dan. I like that one park. It's really calm. Okay. Hey, come on. Let's get a picture, you know, but the bison, let me know. If you want to get a hold of me, and by the way, it was William that sent me the picture from Henderson, so thank you for that. Please, guys, I appreciate all this stuff. Hello@iallegedly.com is the news. But guys, we're living through very difficult economic times. Very few people, if any, are alive from the Great Depression, but they remember all the stories, all my grandmother's stories, all the older people I've ever met in my life just told me how bleak it was. We're living through tough economic times right now, and it's only going to get worse right now. So people are going to get more desperate, crime's going to get more rampant, and you've got to protect yourself and be kind to everybody. Look out for people right now, because there's not enough of that in this world. Okay? I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. And a bunch of cool stuff's going to happen. I cannot wait to share it with you guys. But onward and upward, and I'll see you guys very soon.